This is Sunshine Radio.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, depending on when you're listening to the very first ever Sunshine Radio podcast. It's me, Mark Edwards, hello, and with me, Mr. Oliver Reed.
No, I'm very much not Oliver Reed.
You're not Oliver Reed, no.
No, it's me, it's Ollie Grove, hello.
Ollie Grove, yeah, it's stone cold sober, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Unlike Mr. Oliver. We will, by the way, being a podcast and not being live on the radio, we can be a bit more loose, can't we?
I think so, we're allowed, aren't we?
We're allowed to muck about.
But
just a little bit.
You're in charge, so I'm just going to follow you.
Oh, don't put me in charge.
Do as I say, not as I do.
I'm not in charge of anything.
How do you, mate?
Other than doing the washing up at home.
True.
Yeah, it's not. Hey, we've never actually done a programme of any sort together.
No, we haven't. You're always my warm-up, aren't you? Usually.
The cheek. And I am today, probably, as well, for that matter.
Very true.
We also have our lovely Girl Friday from the office, Sophie Nenadich, here as well.
Hello.
Sophie's on the other mic. Hello, Soph.
Hello.
Or, as we've discovered, at home, she's called Loaf. So you've admitted this to us, haven't you?
I have. It's not a proud moment.
That's right. Soph is the Loaf at home, amongst many other nicknames, but, you know, that's it. Everyone in your house has nicknames, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, that's it. So my nickname at home is the Washer Upper.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you what mine is because it's not really appropriate.
Oh, okay.
It's not dodgy, it's just rude.
I was going to say, and also it sounds like you're something you're quite proud of.
Yeah, it's just obscene because, yeah.
No, you wait till I see your wife.
We won't get into that.
I'm going to find out what it is. Stud muffin.
No, God, no. It's nothing as cheesy as that.
Oh, right, okay. Anyway, Sophie has come up with a little quiz. We're going to see whether Ollie is smarter than me, actually, or I don't even know what the subject is. Is this general knowledge, Soph?
It's a music-themed quiz.
Oh, here we go.
So... Oh, right. Well, we're supposed to both be quite good at this. It could turn out that we're both terribly bad at this. Mm. We've both been given bells. Here's mine.
And this is mine. That's a nice bit of...
It's got more resonance.
Yeah.
Yours is brass.
It is. It's
yeah.
a good
it's
bell.
All the ladies
good
say.
Bell.
Yeah. And Sophie is the quiz mistress and doing the scores as well. So, Sophie, we're ready for... And this is obviously on the bells, ready for... Do you want to have your hand hovering?
Do we have a time
bell?
Limit, or is it just
whoever gets there first, just...
Okay, it's first
on the bell.
To it.
Right then, I'm ready.
Watch me die now. Here we go.
You should be better than me at this. You've got more experience.
Depends on whether she's doing hip-hop.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready?
We're ready, okay.
Question number one. What is the name of the first Beatles album?
The Beatles?
No, that is wrong.
Oh.
Ollie.
Is it the best of?
No.
It's not
going to
be the best of.
You never know.
I won't go again. Is it Hard Day's Night?
No.
No. Oh. Help.
No.
No, that's me out. I'm done.
We give in.
You give in?
Yeah.
Okay. The answer is Please Please Me.
Oh.
Well, it was going to be one of the early singles, wasn't it? Yeah. Wouldn't be one of the later ones.
It wouldn't be Sgt. Pepper now.
No, it wouldn't be now. Right, sorry. Okay. Next question.
Question number two. In which year did Little Mix win the X Factor?
2012.
No.
Duh.
But I haven't got no idea. I don't watch the X Factor. But I will go for... 2011.
That is correct.
Ah, one in.
I love Little Mix.
Do you?
Yeah, they're great.
Okay.
Sorry.
Sorry. Sorry, Little Mix fans. Yeah.
Aside.
Yeah. Right.
Question number three. What is David Bowie's real surname?
Oh.
Jones.
Yes. That's correct.
I saw that somewhere the other day, actually.
Yeah. Morris was in my head as well for some reason. Yeah. I don't know why. David Morris.
Question number four. Which female artist wrote the song Rolling in the Deep?
Oh, I missed
Ollie.
It. Adele.
Yes, that's
yes.
correct.
For extra bonus, give us a surname.
Jones.
No, it's Atkins.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
No points for me. Anyway, go on then.
Question number five. Mm-hmm. Who sang the iconic song from the Titanic movie My Heart Will Go On? Oh,
Celine Dion.
Yes. That is
why the long face? Sorry. Okay. Ready for the next one?
Yep.
Question... That went over Sophie's head then. Right, go
it
on.
Did, yeah. Yeah.
It did. Question number six. Which singer has the most number one singles ever?
That was you.
Elvis.
Yes, that's correct.
Ah, I would have said...
But Cliff is close, and the Beatles as well.
I was going to say Cliff Richard, yeah.
Yeah.
Question number seven. Which Irish rock band sang The Boys Are Back in Town?
Thin Lizzy.
Yes. Well done, Mark.
Well done.
Thank you. Why am I applauding myself?
Right.
Okay. She's by the way, scoring here.
I'm scoring as well. Question number eight. Mm. Eurovision's ABBA came from which country? Ooh, go on, Ollie.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, there you have. Go on, and you have it, yeah.
Sweden.
Yes.
I'd laughed
correct.
If you'd gone and said Norway.
Yeah. Somewhere Scandinavian.
Yeah,
it's close gonna... enough.
Question number nine. Which female artist headlined the One Love Manchester concert?
I'll go Ariana Grande.
And that is correct.
I remember what it was now. I thought it was like Love Box or something like that. No, of course, yes.
That was a great night, that was.
In fact, yeah, getting Liam Gallagher on stage and actually being nice to other people with different styles of music was quite something to behold, wasn't
it?
Yeah. Anyway, carry on.
Question number 10. Who is the lead singer of Radiohead?
Oh, I know as well.
Go on,
Tom York.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. T-H-O-M, Tom.
Yes, a T-H. T-H-O-M. Mm. Mm. Cheery fella.
Question number 11. What is the name of singer Miley Cyrus's father?
Billy Ray. Yeehaw!
Yep, correct.
He's very proud
of her. Achy, breaky heart. Oh, yeah. You can imagine every time he sees a picture of her squatting behind a car or something, he's going, oh that's my daughter.
Question 12. Walk Like an Egyptian was a hit song from Mark.
Oh, no, you're going to say from which movie? The Bangles performed it.
That's right, The Bangles.
And, no, it wasn't from a movie.
I was going to say, was it from a movie?
But they did do a single that actually featured in Mannequin at the beginning as part of the titles where they had an Egyptian-y sort of... Anyway, it doesn't matter. It was not the answer, so anyway.
No.
Question 13. How many red balloons go by...
Nina.
Ollie's.
No, how many?
What?
How many?
No!
Red, that goes to Mark now.
What? 99.
I was just really excited to
depress it. You were overexcited, mate.
I didn't listen. Sorry. I have a habit of that.
Question 14. Mm-hmm. Robbie Williams began a famous solo career after leaving which band in 1995?
Take that.
Yes, that is right.
See, I thought that was going to be a trick question there.
Yeah, I was waiting for
that. Held out on that one, yeah.
Waiting for the extra bit.
Question number 15. Who had the last UK number one of 2018 with her single Sweet But Psycho?
Ava Max.
Well done.
Thank you. We're doing little applause
that's
for each
applause.
Other.
Do you know that's not actually her name? Ava is not her name, is it?
Well, yeah. I mean, I always say it sounds like a brand of vacuum cleaner or something.
Hmm. Ava Max.
What is her name?
I can't remember.
Oh, you
something like
know.
Alexandra or something like that.
Oh, it's all right. Yeah.
It's not Ava.
Yeah. Avilia Maximilian.
Yeah.
Would no, that's not
like
very show business.
Cardi B's real name is Cardigan Bargain.
Yes, that's right.
Question 16.
That's a fact, that is, Sophie. Yeah.
Have that.
Yeah.
Question 16. Jimmy, Robert, John and John. Which
oh,
band?
Not Beatles. Who?
Jimmy, Robert, John and John. Which band?
I'll go The Cure.
No.
Right. Go on.
Ah,
we could be here a while.
Not the Rolling Stones.
No.
Oh.
And I'm making it.
Yeah.
What, Keith?
Oh, I know. Last name?
What?
Robert Plant.
Ah, hang on. That's a clue.
You didn't say no clues.
That's not fair. I was going to go Jimmy Eat World, so I was still wrong anyway.
Oh, that's what I wanted to say. Led Zeppelin.
That's
I
correct.
Thought there were only three members to Led Zeppelin.
I don't know. I just know Jimmy
four.
Page. Jimmy Page, sorted. Anyone else, I don't know.
Right. I'm...
don't care.
I don't care.
Question 17. How many strings are there on a ukulele?
Ooh, that's dead heat. Shall we both say what we think?
Both go, yeah.
Four.
Okay.
I didn't change my mind there.
Yeah. No, I didn't. Yeah.
I'll give you both.
It's like on Countdown. Shall I show you my answer? Just to prove I wasn't copying.
Is that Countdown when they do cats?
That's fine.
Yeah. What's your mascot?
Good question.
Good question.
I don't know.
I don't have
this
a mascot.
Bell.
Yeah.
Because it sings at you.
Mm.
Question 18. Who famously wore a dress made of meat to the MTV Awards?
De Gaga.
It is.
Yeah.
Lady Meat Dress, I call her.
Lady
anyway,
Meat
yeah,
Dress.
So there, yeah. Mm. And do you know, I do question whether that was real meat, because apparently, quotes, it actually hangs in a museum.
Oh.
Now, surely it's going to have a lot of flies around it by now.
It's cured now.
I mean, you could say it was cured.
They might have preserved it.
But I don't know, because she also, when she was doing this video encouraging people to not vote for Trump before the election, she wore the meat dress,
really?
Apparently.
Was it still
and
red?
And you looked at it, and it was fabric.
Oh.
And you're going, was it very cleverly done on that particular night where maybe it had an extra layer on it that looked like meat, but actually it was a fabric meat dress print underneath?
And also, it stayed red. It didn't go brown. Like, if you leave meat out for a long time, it goes kind of brown, doesn't it?
I don't
and
know.
And it didn't.
Right. Yeah, there we are then.
So it's... Yeah. Sorry.
Hmm. Oliver Grove.
I digress.
Used to be a butcher.
Yeah, I did. Back in my old days.
Back in your days, you had a cleaver.
You right, ready for question 19?
Yeah. Sorry. Taking us very seriously, mood.
Which former One Direction member released Watermelon Sugar and Adore You?
Harry.
That's right.
Harry Styles.
He's a beautiful man.
He wears some interesting curtains. I mean, clothes, sorry.
He is the new Mick Jagger.
Yes.
I think he...
I can see that, yes, very much so. He's got that same swagger about him, hasn't he, actually?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Question 20. How old was Mozart when he wrote his first piece?
6.
No.
12.
No.
8.
No.
10.
No.
7.
No.
13.
No.
3.
No.
24.
No. You missed
14.
Them all apart from...
10.
Down.
5.
Yes. 5.
5.
I can't even string two notes together now, and I'm 28, let alone 5.
I couldn't ride a bike. 5. 7. I learned to ride a bike. Anyway, go on.
Question 21. What is the name of Elton John's biopic film?
Oh, Rocket Man.
I was slow there, wasn't I?
That's Rocket
That's
Man.
A great film.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't
I
seen it. Actually.
Have you not?
Oh,
it's
not
you.
Better than Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, you see the. I don't
like
know.
That. I did like that one a lot.
They're both good. Both good.
Both
the one,
good.
The one thing you got to love about Bo Rap, the movie, is that incredible recreated Live Aid scene where they use CGI and everything for the crowd, and his movements were exact. He studied it.
Yeah, he
did.
Copied
it exactly.
Yeah, he did get it right.
Question 22. Michael Jackson debuted his trademark moonwalk during which song in 1983?
Was it Bad?
No, it was not.
No, because that was from the following album. I would go with Billie Jean.
And that is correct.
Ah, well done.
If
well
I
done.
Remember, the video had all those light-up squares and he's in this derelict night scene.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Question 23.
Can I just go...
Yes,
okay, you
can.
Carry on now.
Question 23. The most awarded female act of all time goes to which 80s sensation?
Whitney Houston?
That is correct.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That really? Was an educated guess.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Could have been Madonna.
Could have been.
Question 24. The father of which Destiny's Child was the group's manager?
The father is Michael Knowles, Beyoncé's daddy.
That is correct.
Yes.
Why, yes it is.
Michael Knowles. Why am I thinking now
why
about
do you know
Nick
his
Knowles
name?
And SOS? Did
Nick Knowles is Beyoncé's manager, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. Why do I know his name?
Yeah.
I don't know. My head's full of random stuff.
That is interesting.
Yeah.
Question 25. Justin Bieber's song Baby was released in what year?
I couldn't tell you. No idea. I'm not even going to ding. I'm just going to sit back.
Well, I think I'm going to explain my reasoning. I think it's...
Look, mate, I'm giving you open...
I know, it's
I'm
an open goal.
Open goal.
It's an open goal and I'm going to absolutely sky it. 2008.
No.
Nah.
Any other guesses?
Shall I have a go?
Go on.
2013.
No.
No.
No, it's way before then. 2006.
No.
Oh.
He's only 12 now.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. He was a kid, wasn't he?
Do you give up?
Yeah, go on. Oh.
Yeah, go on.
Oh, you give up?
Yeah.
2010.
Ah.
Right, next.
I'd have just kept going lower.
Question 26. What was Madonna's first top 10 hit?
In the UK?
I believe so, yes.
I believe so. Holiday.
That is right.
Oh, I'm glad that was right and not wrong, because there would be an inquiry then.
Well,
you'd be like, no!
Bridget
well,
Jones.
Well, Borderline came out as well, you see, but Holiday was her first UK hit. Sorry, go on.
Have you seen the Bridget Jones film?
Yes.
Yes, forgotten it.
Yeah, because she says Lucky Star, I believe.
Oh, it's in that, is it?
Yeah.
No, Lucky Star was like... Anyway, it's a B. Go on, B-side, go on.
Okay, question 27. Madness sang the song House of What?
I don't know.
How can you not know?
I saw your hand going, so I was like, no, I'll beat you to it.
Fun.
Yes, oh, House of Fun.
Of course it is.
What's the matter with you all?
I was going to say House of Pain, but that's a completely different thing.
That's when the house collapsed under the weight of the party we're having in it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Question 28. Which male artist has a tattoo of Heinz ketchup on their arm and always carries a bottle or two when on tour?
That's Ed Sheeran.
That is Ed Sheeran.
It is.
I don't know how you know that.
It's because he's got a Nando's black card as well.
Yeah, I knew that.
And he always carries the sauce round so that he orders Nando's, sticks the old ketchup on it.
Oh, well, yeah, I was going to say, surely they have Heinz in Nando's, but they have all their Nando's sauces, don't they?
They do.
I didn't know that. I could see that
it's
on
good,
his arm, actually, yeah.
It's good.
I'm the only person in the room without a tattoo.
Are you?
Yeah, I just noticed you've got one on your wrist.
I have one
there,
here, yeah.
Yeah.
Question 29. The song I Will Always Love You was originally written by...
Dolly Parton.
That is correct. Mm. Well done.
She also did a great version of Stairway to Heaven.
What, recorded it?
Yeah.
Did she?
Yes, brilliant.
Back in the day or more recently?
No, back in the day.
Yeah.
It's great, honestly.
Gotta love Dolly. Sorry, Sophie, you can carry on.
Question 30 and the last question.
Oh, here we go.
Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, Jim Morrison and Kurt Cobain were all what age when they died?
Oh, I see, you knew.
I knew it. 27.
That is correct.
All members of the 27 Club.
That's it.
You were going to get to Amy Winehouse in the end, weren't you? Next then, Soph.
What is it? That's 30. That's it.
Oh, was that 30?
Done.
Oh, right, OK. Now, dun, dun, dun. We should have a little... Sophie's going to do adding up the scores. High-tech stuff, isn't it?
How's your counting, Soph?
How's your counting? Better than mine. This is why I'm a radio presenter. I can't. If we play darts right in the pub now, whilst I love chucking the little arrows, I can't add the scores up at the end.
Mm-hmm.
I just look at them and just go, number blind.
But
can't do it.
You can count backwards from 60.
Please explain.
Well, when you go to a news at the very top of an hour,
you
at
mean
the 12
here.
O'clock, for example, you count back, don't you, with the last song?
Yeah, but
you back time.
Yeah, but
well, you don't.
Well,
but,
I don't. No, all I have to do is just remember 12 seconds before we get to like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, wherever.
That's it.
I can do that, yeah. But a dartboard, not a chance. I tell you what I did love, and they came out in sort of late 90s, was these electronic dartboards that had pressure sensor pads behind, so that when the dart went in, and they weren't your normal dart, you had to have the special darts, it worked out the score for you.
See, that's useful. Because
that, yes.
I'm with you on that. My mental arithmetic is rubbish. Calculator, give me 5 minutes. Yeah, fine, I'll get there. Yeah. But no, adding up in my head, absolutely not.
This is why we're radio presenters.
Exactly.
All right, I think, I don't know if Schofield? Schofield got the scores.
I'm just adding them up
now. No,
she's
still adding them up.
Right,
still going.
We'll blag a bit longer then, shall we?
Go a bit longer.
What are you doing this weekend then, mate?
Well, I'm on the radio this weekend, actually.
Oh,
10 o'clock
jumping
in the morning.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Excellent, yeah. More DIY, probably.
Oh, and the Euros. The Euros are on.
Euros are on, yeah. Well, depending on when you're listening to this, of course.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this in a couple of months' time, they've been and gone, and, you know, and England were in the final. What a surprise.
And what a result.
And what a result. Yeah. Terrific. Well done to the winners. They deserved it so much.
Oh,
yeah.
great tournament. Great tournament this year.
Yeah, superb, yeah. I think so.
The results are in.
The results are in. It's like Eurovision now, isn't it?
Ouais, mini, deux points.
Right, Mark. You.
That's me.
That's you. You scored 18.
18. Ow.
Hang on. The point is, because we know how many questions there are.
So I've lost it.
So, Ollie, yes, unfortunately, you
scored
got
3. How does that work?
You scored 12.
12. A measly 12. Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And that was the first Sunshine Radio podcast. They can only get worse from here. That was Sophie Nenadic. I said that badly. I'll say it again, shall I? Sophie Nenadic. Mr. Oliver Grove.
Yeah, thank you.
And me, Mark Edwards, thank you very much for joining us. More soon.
This is Sunshine Radio.